Hi, I'm Tricia, and here's our angel talk for this week. The angels woke me up in the middle of the night on Saturday night for this one. I hope you like what they had to say. The topic is, where is heaven? According to the angels, we need not wait until we die to feel and see heaven. The gate of heaven is in all of us. We just need to meditate on the loving center of our heart to feel the vibration of heaven itself. It's there. Just listen for it and feel it. We are all made not only in the image of God, we carry a portion of the God source within us always. This is not a gift owned only by the holy ones we admire. We enter the world with a spark of the God source in all of us. It's up to us to cultivate it and listen for it. Meditation works for some and prayers for others. These are two ways to tune into that celestial hum of the divine that's in all beings. Some people, like the Dalai Lama, Thich Nhat Hanh, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, made it their life's work to coax the spark of the God source into a flame to warm the hearts of the world. Other people allow the spark to languish unfed by the fuel of love until this small spark we are born with turns into cold ash. So join the angels in feeding the spark of love of heaven itself that's in you right now, this moment. When the flicker is ready to blossom into the flame of warmth, feel the gates of heaven within. Let the scent of heaven and the songs of heaven fill the air. This is here for you now in the quiet moments looking inward. A loving parent would not make a child wait until death for love and happiness and song, and neither does the source of all love, all kindness. This heaven is not in a cloud somewhere far away awaiting our death. It resides in us this moment. The more you believe in this, the more miracles and peace and joy will come into your life. Pull back the covers of what was always there waiting to be discovered. Heaven is in you this moment waiting to be recognized. We only have to ask to see it. Yes, this is a life of problems and issues to solve. This is what makes life such a challenging school. But you brought with you, into this school, the gift of heaven within you. It cannot be given away, stolen, or lost. It is your birthright. Cultivate this heaven within you and watch its dimensions and colors and music grow within you. It is a song you maybe knew as a child and have stopped hearing because this world is noisy and demanding of your time and effort just to survive. So for a moment or two every day, close the drapes, turn off all distractions, and listen to the chorus of the divine that is in you always. The longer we listen for the music of heaven, the louder it becomes. Go in peace this day, and know you are carrying a hidden heaven within you that is waiting to blossom. Remember, you are loved by the source of love itself. Thank you very much.